I can't say enough about this man that I love so much in the Lord. I do not apologize for saying he is my best friend. Because of his love for the Lord, his love for the Word of God, his love for the Church of God, and everything that the Lord has done in his life. Proverbs 20, verse 6 says, many a man will proclaim his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. The point is that they're very rare. And because they're rare, they're precious. And I want to present Paul Passari to you as a faithful man. He has faithfully followed the Lord these last 6 to 7 years. And a few years ago, sensed God calling him into full-time ministry. And you wonder how many people would quit their jobs, sell their home, give up basically all their earthly possessions to put themselves through, by God's grace, a seminary education on the other side of the country. And yet, that's what this man has done through the Lord's enabling. And God has provided for him in a marvelous way. When we said goodbye to Paul and Dawn and Tess and Shai and Sam 3 years ago, we had a special cake done for them. And on that cake was 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful, who also will do it. And here we are 3 years later and on the brink of Paul's graduation from seminary just a few months from now. And I want to say before you, Paul has been faithful because God has been faithful. And that really is the theme of the message this morning, the faithfulness of God. And it's my joy to have Paul, a member here at First Baptist, one who has served as a deacon, as a Bible study leader, and if God so wills, one day, maybe in January, our associate pastor, to bring to you the Word of God this morning from Joshua 1. Would you welcome him with me, please?